That's the sound of Columbia Public School's first ever indoor drum line, Columbia Percussion United. The group has been rehearsing together since August and will begin competing throughout the region in February.
My name is Justice. I'm a student at Battle High School, senior, and I am vibraphone 3 in the CPS drum line. The show is actually really cool. It has old-timey music, ragtime, Basie, and Charlie Parker. It also goes to hip-hop, more modern electronic music, so it's kind of a culmination of American music from old-timey Western music to hip-hop, like Nelly. And we actually play Nelly.
The show is titled Missouricana, and if any of the names Justice mentioned sounded familiar, that's because they're all Missouri-inspired artists. The ensemble is made up of students from Battle, Hickman, and Rockbridge High Schools. Each of the students had their own inspiration for joining the group.
My name is Anusa El-Walid. I go to Battle High School, and I play xylo slash glock slash auxiliary. It's just because I get the opportunity to have the experience of being in an indoor drum line while I'm in high school, which is something that not a lot of people get to do, you know?
My name is Savannah Whitman. I go to Rockbridge High School, and I'm the center snare for the CPS indoor drum line. I thought it would be a new experience, something completely different than regular concert band and marching band.
Even while rehearsing for each of their school's marching shows, they came together once a week to get to know each other, practice their music, and most of all, build excitement for the grand finale of this entire experience.
Japan.
That's right, they're going to Japan. This August, the ensemble, along with their directors Bob Thaluber and Nathan Miller, CPS Superintendent Peter Stiepelman, and CPS Director of Fine Arts James Melton, are headed to Nagano, Japan to perform in a summer festival of fine arts.
I've always wanted to go to Japan, so to have a free opportunity to go to a country I've always wanted to, well, slash continent, and also play music, which I love to do, it's, you know, kind of a win-win.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and there's that whole cultural experience, which is always worth it.
I've never myself been out of the country, so it'll be nice to be able to fly over to Japan and submerge myself in a completely different culture and perform for them as well.
Until August arrives, the ensemble will continue to rehearse and compete. Their show will require some adaptation for performance in Japan, but they're hoping for the Missouri-inspired music to tell the world a little bit more about who they are. From KBIA and the Columbia Missourian, I'm Megan Dollar.